settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Avery, and welcome to Spirit's Work, the metaphysical and spiritual show designed to open your minds to the greater possibilities of life. And thanks for joining us. On this show, we bring you clear, concise communication from the spirit world, from those who have already crossed over, but who continue to walk with us and who try their best to look after us. As mediums, we are able to bring you the benefit of their wisdom, and as a result, we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options that we never realized were available to us before. And on today's show, we have our mini Akashic readings week, which is actually no good if you've just tuned in and you're thinking you're going to phone in for an Akashic reading today because it's pre-booked. But please do stay tuned in because it's a fascinating hour. And if you fancy it and if you think you'd like a mini Akashic reading, then if you'd like to email enq@spirit-teaching.com with your full name at birth, that's including your middle name, middle names, your date of birth, your telephone number, just in case I lose your email, and a question. Like I said, you can email that to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Actually, if you'd like a full Akashic reading, you could email us at that address anyway, and or you could go onto our website where you can click onto PayPal and get a full Akashic reading. I mean, this is just a snippet, but it's free, okay? So, if, okay, no, there you go. Sorry about that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sorry, I know you knocked something over then.
That's all right. Hi, I'm Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com on Mondays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, that's 9 p.m. UK time, GMT, we have another radio show, which is Spirit Teaching on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific. Now, if you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, book an Akashic reading, as Sylvie said, or have any of our other services, please go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Every week, I deep trance channel live on air. I bring through an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for a group of highly knowledgeable spirit people called the White Cloud Group. They are an educational group, and they are here to give us knowledge and information we never have access to in any other way. When I go into trance consciousness, I'll say that again. When I go into trance, my consciousness and my spirit are taken somewhere else. And that's basically what happens. I have an out-of-body experience, so goodbye.
Okay.
I'm going to have my out-of-body experience now, thank you.
So, yes, I'll tell you a little bit more about Gregory Hay. He walked the Earth plane 300 years ago, and after his passing, he was asked if he would like to train to be the representative of this educational group. They were going to be helping the people of the Earth discover a more harmonious way of life, to understand the implications of what we are doing to our planet and guide us towards stability. The White Cloud Group, who he is a spokesperson for, consists of eminent scientists, physicists and scholars, as well as ordinary people, and between them they have vast knowledge and insight. They try to help us to look at the bigger picture of life and to think outside of the box, to explain situations that affect us and our future, and of course those who wish to come after us who haven't had a physical life yet. And today's show, as I said, will be a bit different because we won't have the phone lines open for questions today, but we will have the Akashic readings, and they are absolutely fascinating. Like I said, they are pre-booked. We have three callers lined up and one international caller, actually, so that would be lovely because, of course, this goes out in the afternoon in the U.S. and in Europe, it's the evening, so that would be absolutely great. Anyway, I do believe Gregory's with us now.
Hello, Faye.
Hi.
With love and light, as always, Faye.
Thank you. So just before our caller, maybe you'd like to just tell the people that haven't heard an Akashic show before what an Akashic reading is.
Yes, Faye. Basically, every single physical being who is having a physical life has lived for eternity. Not in your present physical body, of course, but as your pure spirit, once it was a part of what God is and still continues to be. Your spirit has journeyed and has created foundation of wondrous situations and illumination. The Akashic reading explains everything in that book. And the situation is that the whole purpose of the Akashic reading is to actually record the very details of that book. Unfortunately, the book is so large that we are only able to precis certain aspects of the book at this time, particularly in this such a short reading as this.
But I do believe we have our first caller, Brian.
Yes. Hello there, Sylvie. Hello there, Gregory.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Okay, well, that's lovely. Where are you
phoning
from?
Lafayette, Indiana.
Oh, lovely. Oh, that's
and you'll hear my son in the background. It is 4 o'clock, yes, Eastern Standard.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you.
Absolutely so, friend.
It's Gregory.
Thank you, Gregory.
Well, thank you so, my dear friend, and I can understand a great deal of love and affection that is both around you and within you, and that this very situation just comes out of every pore toward those of your immediate family and those who are around you. You are a being who has actually illuminated a great deal in his life, and that you actually are very protective of those around you. This is actually because you hail from a very specific soul group of warrior folk. Don't be alarmed at this. This doesn't mean to say that you have a violent tendency or anything like that. It just means to say that the warrior folk of this particular group of Ultraea are actually well-versed in protecting other beings. And usually it is warrior folk of Ultraea who try to come to the aid of other species when they're in distress, perhaps being attacked by some other species or whatever that is. It is usually Ultraea people from that soul group that actually come to help them. And you, my dear friend, in your spirit situation in the spirit world, are a being who has done just that on countless numerous occasions. And I have to say, my friend, in fact, you have a certain affinity and binding with whales. Because you have been particularly at difficulty with their demise and with their situation, their standing in physical life. This is something which actually would affect you very greatly because of your ulterior sensitivity, your extreme sensitivity. Some people would say, in fact, that at times you are perhaps a little too sensitive, that you are very much aware of other people's situations and surroundings, and you try to accommodate them.
Yes.
The situation is, my dear friend, because of this great volume of love which is within you, it means that you are actually connecting with your doorkeeper, even though you may not actually realize it. This actually was a being called Alan Weeks. I'm sorry that he is not a native or whatever, but Alan Weeks actually was. I have nothing but admiration for this fellow because he actually created a great deal of writings and that kind of thing at many stages of his ethereal life. And Alan has actually brought to you this also that you have a great love of certain people's creativity. And this is actually from Alan's very vision of what he is trying to bring to you. He is a very loving being, and he has by his side other beings as well. There is a native being who works very closely with you as well and brings you great compassion, and her influence upon you is also something that perhaps some people occasionally may say, well, you're a man, but you at times are very so sympathetic toward women. And it is actually her influence upon your character which is bringing this. It doesn't mean to say you're less of a man. It means to say you're much broader in your understanding and your devotion to the life that you have. The situation is, friend, that you at times feel a little entrapped, but don't, because in fact things will work out for you, specifically to do with your spiritual development. Now, Alan has said to me and intimates and points at certain pages in your book where you are having illuminations in your life. You are creating situations, and also that situations are coming to you. You just need to open up to them more for your life.
Okay, Brian. Oh, excuse me, I yodeled then. Have you any questions?
Yeah, that was my main question was, how do I expand my spiritual gifts, the ones that I have, I'm not really aware of? How do I expand those in this lifetime?
Yes, well, quite so. My friend, the point is that, now to begin with, friend, you obviously have the gift of healing because of your very depth of character. Everyone has a gift of healing to a certain extent, but your gift of healing extends to both words, to communication. So that means that you would be very good, a very good being in the talking sense of
a teacher.
Of actually helping people, particularly young people, I have to say. You are a person who needs to mentor other people, possibly people in difficulty, because they don't actually understand, particularly those children and people who do not come from that stable a background, because you do. It doesn't mean to say that you're not au fait with it, that you actually do really respond to people, to children in need and that kind of thing, because you're in that way yourself. Not that you're needy, but that you realize their needs and you would rise to it automatically. This is a part of your gift, my friend. So what I'm saying is that this can actually be something which can expand your life. Not just that you are in healing, because, my friend, you need to meditate. You need to be able to connect with the fields of life which will bring you greater opportunity in that way. This is something which you can actually do alongside other things. I'm not saying that you should read hundreds of books or anything like that, but actually what we need you to do here, and what it clearly states in your Akashic book, is that you have a leaning toward this situation of communication, and you see there is communication in words. There is healing in words. Being able to help children, other people, to resolve their lives is so important. And you have such a depth of feeling, such a compassion for other beings, that this is something which would actually become more obvious to you as life progresses.
What about hands-on for him?
Well, and hands-on, of course, yes. For example, but I'm saying, though, that this is something which you need to build up through meditation, and then really it isn't as though you have to purposely connect. The point is that if you try to do that, you'll be put off the path because you won't respond to anything. You won't feel anything or hear anything because that isn't really how it works. Some people it works that way. It doesn't work that way with you. What you need to do is, for example, if you meet with someone in your family who needs healing, that you don't just give them words of encouragement or whatever, but that perhaps you would ask them to sit down and to sit in a straight back chair or something like that and come up behind them and ask them if you can put your hands upon them, and that during this process, when you place your hands upon them, you just close your eyes and ask for guidance and ask for the spirit beings, Alan and others, to join with you and come close to you so that you can actually become inspired and be a control, if you like, of energy from the spirit world. Then just relax, and when you feel that you should move your hands or place your hands somewhere else, then just simply do that. And don't try to think anything into it. Just allow this situation to happen. And what you will find is that you will respond to these subtle messages. As I say, it won't be as though you're hearing them, so don't try to strain to hear them or anything like that. This will just be something which comes subliminally.
Go with how you're impressed.
Yes, quite so.
That's fascinating. That's what I'm trying to do kind of right now, is allowing myself, opening myself a little bit more.
Yes.
Kind of seeing beyond, going beyond the belief.
Yes, exactly so. You see, because the problem is, my friend Brian, is that so many people, they actually get caught up in, oh, well, I'm supposed to do this, and then this is supposed to happen, you see.
Which is like
and
a ritual.
And I expect that you're in that little trap.
Sometimes, yes.
Yes. The point is, you need to step outside of that. Forget about the way that, oh, this is supposed to happen, or using certain crystals, or whatever it is that perhaps you've been told to do. You need to just move with the moment and not think in terms of connecting or necessarily, or not even thinking in terms of what you should be doing. Because
it's choosing in the moment.
Yes, that is very true.
It's not a memory of the past or the anticipation of the future. It's living in the now, the eternal now.
That is all you need to do.
Okay, thank you.
And just stay within that moment, and believe me, they will just come flooding in. You won't feel it necessarily to start with, but you will begin to experience a great rising in the back, up the back of your spine. Don't look for it. Now that I've told you, don't look for it. But just that this is something that will overwhelm you, and you will really feel a real connection. And just allow that to unfold as it progresses. Don't put a time limit on it. If it doesn't happen one time, don't worry about it, because sometimes when you are giving healing to someone else, they may well say, oh, well, I didn't feel a thing. Don't be depressed about that. Because sometimes the spirit connection and the way it works means to say that they are possibly doing something else in that person's aura. They may be doing something else completely differently, nothing that you will necessarily feel as a physical being.
Can I, one last thing is, can I ask the angelic realm or the spirit realms, can I ask for a more direct contact, a more an open, a direct communication with them?
Yes,
of the angelic circuits.
Yes, my dear friend. Now, the way to do this is when you sit, so when you sit for meditation and you want to, shall we say then that you want to be inspired for clairvoyance or something like that. You want to be able to see, have visions of beings introduced to you from the spirit world.
And not just in my dreams. But
No, I'm not saying that, my friend. Yes. I'm saying for a in a conscious meditation. So what you would do is, so we're just using this as an example, but you can use this to to forward yourself, your life, your experience of development in any form of meditation. You just need to know that what you want to do is you say in your invocation, I want to do this, please, today.
Okay.
Please help me, dear friends in the spirit world, to bring me this situation.
And then
it will open the window. You need to expressly ask for that.
Mm.
And don't complicate it.
First.
Yes, quite so. But don't start with complicating it with a list of things that you want to do.
No.
Just have one thing that you want to try to achieve during your meditation. And if it doesn't work that time,
right.
It will work the next time or the time after that.
And it will probably be when you're least expecting it.
Which
okay,
I'm
well,
noticing.
Thanks ever so much, Brian. We run out of time now.
Thank you so much, Sylvie, and
hey,
God bless
you.
Thank you, love. With love and light, Ben.
Thank you, Gregory. Bye.
Bye. Okay, well, that's interesting, isn't it? See, this is the thing about the Akashic readings. Everybody can gain something out of somebody else's reading.
Oh, yes, absolutely
can't
so.
They?
Yes, it isn't that we're taking a blanketed approach about this, but that so many people interact in different ways within the facets of their lives, and quite clearly, one person's situation and what they have going on in their life is something which is actually pertaining to someone else's in a direct or indirect way.
Absolutely, and you know, when we tell people that they can do this or that, sit, meditate and do things in a specific way, well, you know, if you feel it's pertinent to you as well, feel free, isn't it, really?
Well, yes, of course, absolutely so.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, particularly with these situations of meditation, because you want to really be instructive. You want to connect with beings in the spirit world who are around you in the right way.
Okay, hello, caller.
Hi.
Is this Anne?
Yes, this is Anne.
Hello, Anne.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Utah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Well, hello, my dear friend.
Hello.
Hello. Now, to begin with, my dear friend Anne, I have to say that there are situations around you, of course, which are perhaps debilitating, difficult, but that situations will move on, will evolve. It isn't always going to be like this, and it isn't always going to be worse. The situation will improve, will become much better. The energy around you and the beings around you, particularly with family members and also with those in the spirit world who actually want to help you and help you to realize certain gifts that you have, because you do have very wonderful gifts in being able to contact and make resonance with the spirit world in a very special way, because you are able to see in an aspect of futuristic possibilities or situations which are going to happen in the future. And that this is something which will only come with practice. So the more that you actually are able to perhaps invite these situations into your life, then the more often, the stronger that this contact will become. And my dear friend, I can see quite clearly through your Akashic book that you actually have a Cherokee who is working very closely with you, because you are a part of that group. You have that form of ancestry way, way in the distance. And the situation is, dear friend, that you actually have this particular Cherokee individual who has a wonderful gift and way of life. It's something which somebody who brings you this great vitality, and the situation it's almost at times you wake up and you're giggling, and or you suddenly come across this great sense of laughter and communion, because your doorkeeper is a Cherokee, and she brings you this energy. She is someone who actually helps you in doing things of very fine quality as well, because she actually used to do basketry and that kind of thing. And so she actually had been very, very good with her fingers, just in the same way that you are. So,
wow.
In any case, her name is Sunny Morning. And Sunny Morning is actually has a great deal more to her name. She is also known at times of as Small Pony Comes Running.
Wow.
And Small Pony Comes Running is probably a better name for you to remember of her. And the thing is that she has this great and wondrous power and nature about her. I cannot say too much about her and her relationship with you. She actually brings this sense of homing that you have. She brings a very delicate situation to do with bringing together certain people. You're a person who actually doesn't like to have family disagreements or problems, but and yet you do deal with them in the end. It is as though at times you try to set them into the background, but and yet it is as though reality hits you and eventually you have to deal with it. But
you're right.
She actually, Pony Comes Running, actually brings you this situation of a very quiet contemplation as well. And she wants you to remember that you need to be able to meditate, to connect with her, and to connect with those who wish to bring you healing at this time. And this is really a situation that you really do must try to develop if you possibly can. You actually hail from the soul group. I cannot believe this. This is two in a row. That you actually hail from a soul group of Akalansi. Which is actually, my dear friend, why you would connect so strongly with people of a spiritual nature, but also people of the earth, people who are very good with their hands, creative, and that kind of thing. You really respond to people who are creative, and that is to do with family members in your group who live with you and who are you are familiar with. You are aware of their gifts and that kind of thing. So this is really all something which piles into your life and brings you great warmth and great coloration to your life, because you are experiencing their gifts as well as yours. And I have to say, as I said before, that you haven't really got upon this pathway yet. You haven't become this, realized this gift that you have of far-seeing. But, my dear friend, it will come. It will become more in your life, but you just need to express it. You need to connect with it more and put a little bit more work in, and then you'll get far more out.
Uh-huh.
Your connection with animals comes along with Pony Comes Running, because the situation is that you actually have always wanted to have contact with animals. In some situations in your life in the past, you didn't have animals, and then you did, and then you didn't, and then you did, and then you even got more animals. And it is as though your connection with them, in fact, is not just, it isn't as though you are a person. You do not regard the animals as possessions. You regard them as your intimate friends, almost.
That's true.
Because they really share your life, they understand you, and you understand them. And this is something which Pony Comes Running actually brings to you, as well as it being a part of your own character. I'm not taking away anything from your own character, but in the soul group of Akalansi, you see, it is quite typical, for example, that Akalansian people would have dogs or horses or that kind of thing, because that is what they are very drawn to. Incidentally, I actually came from, had experience within the Akalansi group myself for quite some time whilst I was having not relationships especially, but having interest and information and watching and learning the situation with whales. And so you would actually be a being who fully identifies with the whale, with the cetacean group as well.
Wow.
And this is something which actually brings you great empowerment, wonderful empowerment, because it, as a being from the Acalanthi group, you actually had dealings with this group of cetaceans in the spirit world way before you had a physical life. And in fact, you actually knew Pony Comes Running in the spirit world before you had a physical life, which is why you have a very special bond with her.
Wow. Have you got any questions?
Yeah, how do you know that I'm sick today? You knew right off the bat that I was sick.
Today, yeah.
Well, yes. Yes, the point is, my friend, that, you see, I understand, people in your position, you actually have a great, you have such a fortification in your personality. You want to overcome this, you want to overcome everything and be right. And I fully appreciate that and fully understand that. Your problem appears to be something of a situation of genetic susceptibility, unfortunately. This is, doesn't mean to say that this is something that you ever brought upon yourself, nor did your parents. They didn't mean it.
Uh-huh.
But that really, the situation, it appears that you can't overcome one hurdle and then suddenly you're presented with another.
Exactly.
And, yes, and unfortunately, some people, it is just that way. It doesn't mean to say that your spirit is less. It doesn't mean to say that there is less compassion for your journey in the spirit world. They would wish to really bodily carry you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, but my friend, what you need to do is to be able to, you need to try to sit, to meditate, to ask for healing, ask for the spirit world to come and join with you, to help you over certain situations. It isn't something that you can necessarily face with medication alone, but
mm-hmm.
is something which you can actually seek the aid of the spirit world to help you over this journey. And this is something that they will respond to, but you have to make the effort too in order to place yourself in that situation, in that arbor of light, and then experience the energy as it comes to you. I know, dear friend, that at times you feel so isolated with it that you feel as though you are this sole person who is so aggrieved at the situation you have been given to deal with. But my friend, the point is, as I say, it isn't that you chose this journey of the problems that you have before you had a physical existence. You didn't, as a spirit, as has so often been said in the past experiences, perhaps with other mediums, that they would say, oh, well, the situation, you were meant to have this disease or whatever, what rubbish. You
mm-hmm.
see, that doesn't explain the situation of genetic family life and family history. Ancestral cellular memory brings about certain problems with certain mutation groups. And that is the problem with the genetic engineering of any particular species. Some species at times will fall foul of certain mutations or certain problems within that group, and that becomes aggressive to them, and they succumb to it. I'm not saying that you're going to succumb to that or anything else, but it is a situation which brings great problems to your life. And so I'm saying, my friend, that there are ways that you can step forward, ask the spirit world to help you, and they will.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
And you.
Take care.
God bless, dear friend.
Thank you, Greg. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, yeah, but we forget that, you see, don't we? We forget that we can sit for healing ourselves. We don't have to sit
yes.
just for achieving, you know, developing our gifts or whatever, we can actually sit for healing, even though we don't realize that they are around us.
Yes.
They will be there.
That is so true.
People would automatically maybe think that, well, I haven't got any healing gifts, so I won't have any healing people around me in the spirit world.
But you have.
Everybody has.
Yes, of course, because there are those, to begin with, even if you are the last remaining member of your family in physical life, well, you have all of those ancestors who would come to help you because they love you. Why would they not? Even if you're a being who created negative situations in your physical life, they would still love you, or try to. They would still try to help you over that problem of physical distress. So, my dear friend, if you are a person who lives in isolation, for example, and you want to have healing, then ask for it. You won't just receive it. You have to be able to meet those in the spirit world halfway.
You see, people are going to be thinking now, well, my auntie and uncle Jack and Joan or whatever weren't healers, so how would they be able to give me healing? And none of my loved ones that have passed were healers, so how could they come and give me healing?
Quite simply, the answer to that is quite simply because of the fact that they have love for you means that that love comes toward you, and with that loving energy, others in the spirit world are then able to use that loving energy to help you over that particular hurdle. And that's basically what happens in many conditions. In other conditions, if it is very specific, then that you want to sit down during a meditation, or perhaps you want to sit down purposefully for healing, then sit in a straight back chair as usual, and you would just say an invocation, please, dear friends in the spirit world, please come to help me, to give me some healing, and bring me back, say, in 20 minutes' time. And then just close your eyes and just allow the situation to develop. Don't be in fear. Don't think that you are then opening yourself up to some susceptible situation. You can say, of course, during your invocation, my highest guides and helpers, second to none. That is usually a good thing to say, along with it. Please protect me and keep me safe at this time that I sit.
Well, that's a standard invocation that you say anyway, shouldn't you, really?
Yes, quite so, yes.
Okay.
And so that would actually help most people.
Okay.
Indeed, yes.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Is this Karen?
It is, hello.
Hello, Karen, and you're phoning from England.
I am in Bristol.
Hello.
So that's the southwest.
In the southwest.
Lovely. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Is Gregory?
Hello.
Hello, hello,
oh,
my dear friend.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear friend.
Hello.
We love and light, dear friend. And you have such a lot of light around you. You really need to develop it. You're beginning to find, in fact, in your life that you are almost seeing things as though, what was that in the corner of your eye? You are a being who actually really should sit for development and actually develop your gifts, because you have many gifts, dear friend.
Really?
You are, yes, really. Me? Yes, you. You are actually a person who really needs to focus this energy because you have so much of it. It is pinging off the walls as you walk about the place.
Oh,
and the situation is, my dear friend, you are extremely proactive in your life. You're taking it by the horns, as it were. And this is a situation which brings great positivity to you in your world. There are many people around you in the spirit world, those who have passed on, those of your family group, immediate family, and that kind of thing. And, of course, they are always giving you extreme love and extreme understanding, most certainly at times of pressure. There are times when you feel as though you are like a coiled spring. You could burst at any moment. But really the situation is that at times you need to just take a deep breath and step back and not allow the situation to interrupt your life. Because you will do much better if you just float over it, float over the problem, and realize the problem for what it is. Not necessarily your fault, but somebody else's usually. And I'm not saying that you put the responsibility on somebody else for situations you create. You are a being who actually owns up to their own responsibilities quite rightly. And you are a being who, in that respect, does not tolerate others who do not accept their responsibility. The situation in your life is not compounded by anything negative, really, apart from your own thoughts at times of feeling as though you are not accomplishing what you should. Well, my friend, the situation is that you perhaps even may come to do a great deal of work in the realm of spirit communication. So this is actually something which you can improve upon, even though you have not done anything toward it yet. As I say, those in the spirit world are very, very much around you and are bringing this great energy toward you. So it's something that you really need to develop. The situation is as well that now that you come from this soul group of Akalansi, another being from Akalansi. As I said at the with the last caller, I cannot quite believe that we have two in a row. Well, actually three, because we had one the other day. Akalansi is actually a group which is very well founded in the spirit world, has great ties to animals. So you would have a great tie with animals, mm-hmm. almost as though you have a foregone knowledge, a previous knowledge of how to be with them, how to talk with them, and how they respond back to you. The same as you do with people, but you're actually better with animals than people a lot of the time.
Yes.
And the situation is, my dear friend, that in the soul group of Akalansi, this is something then which gives you your underlying energy. Your character isn't only formed from your journey in the physical reality. It also comes from your spirit, which is formed from millions and millions of years of your existence in the spirit world. And during all of that time, you had dealings with animals. You were a liaison being between different species groups, particularly with antagonistic species groups. That is, groups who ate one another, and that kind of thing in physical life. So used one another for food. And that is, of course, just a condition of physical life and the way that the hierarchy form was constructed on the earth. I'm not going to witter on too much about that, but I'm just saying that so this actually brings your compassion, your understanding of animals into a very raw form. It's something which has been with you for countless centuries upon centuries upon centuries, thousands and thousands of years. And this is actually something that comes with you. You are someone who is at times short-tempered, short with people who do not meet with your expectations, and you go off the boil quite quickly with someone who doesn't actually match up.
Yes.
And that isn't a fault of yours. It isn't, really. You are very compassionate. I'm not pulling you apart here. You're a very, very compassionate being. You have extreme love for certain people in and around your family group and your home life. The situation is that you are very sensitive to other people's feelings and that you cannot abide it when others you love get hurt. Of course, quite naturally, nor can anybody else. I know that's a general blanket feeling, but especially for you, because it is as though it really affects your heart in some way.
Yeah.
And for your heart, my dear friend, you must being with friends. This is something that you rise to. As well as in your physical life, I can see that through the pages of this book that there have been great upsets, that there have been times, of course, when you have almost pulled your hair out about relationships because of your almost seeming lack of understanding or their lack of understanding about you, purely and simply, my friend, because they do not see the real you, are not observing the compassionate part, the really ultra-sensitive part, which we can see here, we know exists within you, and that really also comes from the Ekelensi group. Your doorkeeper, his name, and he is a very strong and powerful being. His name is Crowfly South. And Crowfly South is actually, he was a shamanic in his physical life. Crowfly South actually was an Apache mix race with an Arapaho. And during his life, Crowfly South was a being who actually had a form of shamanic practice. He used to actually connect with the spirit world very rigorously and regularly in his physical life. He came from around the 1650s, incidentally, and he wasn't a... I know that some people paint native people, aboriginal people of their own ancient land as being somewhat aggressive and that kind of thing. And for an Apache, you would think that he should have been. But in actual fact, Apaches and Arapaho as well, to a certain extent, were only really aggressive because of the situations around them and the situation particularly of white people who tried to overtake their land and who obviously succeeded. So the situation for him is that he actually brings you a great deal of inner knowledge and wisdom that you still haven't connected to yet. And that is only because you haven't tried. And that is what you have to do. You are gifted. You have the possibility of clairvoyance. That is, seeing beings from the spirit world and coming to you in broad daylight, seemingly. But it is actually in your consciousness. You also will be hearing those from the spirit world as well, because they have a lot to say. Just in the same way as you have a lot to say at the times. But the point is that with it, you see, you have this very great depth of nature which underpins your life. And so this is something which will actually make you very strong in your behavior. I know that perhaps the thought of perhaps being having to speak to someone else about this, or perhaps even giving them a message or something from the spirit world, is something completely beyond you at this present time. But I'm saying, my friend, the gift is there. You can do it. You only have to apply yourself and move with that energy. You would also be very good for healing as well, giving someone healing with compassionate words, as well as hands-on healing, connecting with the energy of the spirit world in order to help them connect and help you connect. So, my dear friend, this is something that you can begin yourself.
Yes, definitely.
Any questions, Karen?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm completely blown away at the moment, to be honest. But, I definitely think that, I'm going to go ahead and try and develop myself if possible. And, if there's any advice I can take, that would be brilliant, where I should start maybe. And maybe if there's any advice there, that would be fantastic.
Yes. The point is that it is only to the limit of your possibility. So the answer to all of this is, don't restrict yourself, don't put any parameters, don't put any walls up, and most of all, try not to fear. I know that this may become a problem to you from time to time, your fear. And this is not a fear of... It's not an irrational fear, it's just that you don't know. Understand this, my friend, that when you want to really connect with the spirit world, you will find an overwhelming sense of love of absolute divine love. It will just, in a sense, swallow you up. They're not overtaking you. They're not overtaking your mind or anything like that. They just want to be with you because you're such a very loving being.
Oh, thank you.
And they just want to be with you and engage with you and raise your energy, raise your vibration so that you can connect with them. So this is something which is just really important to remember. Try not to fear. Step back away from that. Remember that fear is only through lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
When you have gained knowledge, fear will be removed because truth is something which replaces it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. It is the fear of it a little bit that sort of stops me from going ahead. So I do feel a bit reassured now.
Yes, the point is, my friend, that you perhaps do not have the tools at the present to keep you safe.
No, I don't.
But that is something that will come, that will be explained to you,
yeah,
that will be given to you. So don't think that you're just going to be thrown into this in the deep end as though you don't have any water wings and you're splashing around in the deep end thinking, what am I doing here? But it isn't good to be like that, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
You will be empowered and you will be given the tools with which to help you over these fears. So these fears, think of it in terms of the fears that you may have, the trepidation that you may have about, over this, is actually something that is tied to your past. It is not going to be tied to your journey now. That from, look at it this way, that from this day forward, that was the line that I was in the past, and this is my line now. This is the way I am now. And try to detach yourself from the fears that you had in the past. That, unfortunately, is what generally tends to stop many people's, many human beings' progress in physical life, is their fear that has
definitely
overtaken them from the past life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Okay, so
thank you very much.
Do your meditations, as we always say on the show and
yeah,
in our books and everything. And that would be interesting to let us know how you get on.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go forward with this. So
good.
It would be really interesting. Thanks very much.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank
you.
Have
a night, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's fascinating, isn't it? Two from Akalansi in one show.
Yes.
And then, like you say, the other night.
Yes.
And my chiropractor's from Akalansi as well.
Yes. Well, actually, you see, there are actually quite a lot of human beings from Akalansi.
Hmm.
It's a very broad group. The situation is that they are always animal lovers. They are always, they always have this envision of the nature, the true nature between different beings. That it is really, you see, for many physical beings, different animal groups and that kind of thing, they're only aggressive to one another because they have to be, because they're food sources, or they're fight or flight animals.
Mm.
The situation is that actually when they're in the spirit world, and the spirit rationale within them
mm-hmm.
doesn't really want to be that. And it isn't that.
No.
They just have to do it because of physical life.
Survival. Is there certain soul groups that aren't likely to be on these shows because they are just in their nature? I mean, they're not going to be not very nice spirits or people or whatever, but aren't likely to have got onto their spiritual pathway, to have been drawn towards a show or even inquiring about
what yes.
else there is.
Well, yes, quite most certainly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There will be those beings who are very pedantic, meticulous, very austere, do not want to get involved with anything, see everything in a very black and white way,
mm-hmm.
and who usually are aspiritual, that is, that they don't have any contest about whether there is or there isn't a life beyond physical death.
Mm-hmm.
So you would usually find that those people, it doesn't mean to say that I'm lumping them all into this soul group of begottens,
mm-hmm, yeah.
who will languidly just fester away in their own life. It isn't like that at all. everyone has a possibility of progress.
Mm.
And I'm not saying either that spiritual evolution is necessarily progress for some people, because obviously they may become entwined within a religious autocracy or something,
mm-hmm.
in which they become embedded in fundamentalism and that kind of thing. So they would actually treat that fundamentalism in exactly the same way as they treat perhaps mathematics or science or
mm-hmm.
whatever. And I'm not saying by that that all mathematicians and scientists are from these groups either. It is really a symbol of compassion. Compassion isn't necessarily something which is just grown through the physical life. Compassion comes from the spirit. And it is through that connection of understanding love and connecting with love in your physical life and within your spirit,
mm-hmm.
that compassion comes through realization of the difficulties of journey and how each individual is different and evolving.
Well, once again, Gregory, it's been absolutely great, really, and I'm sure our callers thoroughly enjoyed their readings, and I know that everybody else who is listening too will have enjoyed it as well, because it's absolutely a fascinating subject, and I will speak to them about that in a minute.
Very well then.
In a minute.
Okay. With love and light.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
Bye. Yes, everybody, don't forget, if you want a mini Akashic reading, we will be doing this again on this particular show on the 17th of May. So we only do this once a month. We have a week of Akashic readings, so once a month. And 17th for the next Thursday afternoon show. And we will want your full name at birth, including your middle name, or middle names, your date of birth, your telephone number, just in case I lose your email, one question, and email this to enq@spirit-teaching.com. Like I said, this is just a snippet of our full Akashic reading, which obviously you'd have to pay for that, but if you look on our site, I mean, you know, you can have one for 30, I think it's, what's the timing on it? I think it might be 40 minutes, 50 minutes, or you can have one by email, or you can actually have a one-to-one with Gregory, where actually, obviously, you know, the depth of the Akashic reading then is just phenomenal. Or we have other services as well. We do geophysical stress surveys. We will come and survey your land, not us physically. I wouldn't have a clue. The spirit will do that. Gregory and his team will go and do that wherever you are in the world if you have any problems with your property or ill health through any stressful ley lines, negative ley lines going across your property. We can do that. That's also on our site. You can have a look at that. We do the paranormal activity surveys for your property. We do animal health diagnostics. If you're having problems with your animal's health and you've come to the end of your tether, the spirit team can come and have a look, and we can do that, and we send you a CD. But anyway, there's all about that on our website, and that's www.spirit-teaching.com. Okay, our website is spirit-teaching.com. Okay, so, well, that's been wonderful. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you've enjoyed the show. My name is Sylvie Avery.
My name is Mick Avery.
And you've
Hello.
Come back.
I've come back now. Hello.
That's because I've been wittering on for ages.
That's right. You enjoy a good witter, dear.
I do. So until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
Bye.